What would a Trump voter want to hear from President Trump's State of the Union address tonight? Well, let's check in with Kim Dowdle of Birmingham, Alabama. We speak with her from time to time, including after last year's address, when, Kim, you said you were glad there weren't any wince moments. Welcome back.
Thank you. Absolutely. No wince moments is what we're shooting for.
That's kind of a low bar. So let's see if we can raise it. And let's be honest. You have told us you did not vote for Donald Trump because he's a politician and you enjoy some of the comedy, but you sometimes feel he goes too far. Let's get right at the issues.
Yes.
What will you think if he uses this speech to battle again for taxpayer funding for the wall, especially given that he campaigned in front of people like you on Mexico paying for the wall, which, of course, we all know Mexico is not. So should that be his focus tonight?
You know, I think it's going to be his focus. I don't think it should be. I think that America is probably sick of hearing about it. If he really wants to surprise people, he will take a totally different road, and he'll go on, not that the wall doesn't matter, okay, but he'll go on things that Americans are really pressed on, like healthcare and education. I do believe he's going to hit the wall pretty hard, but I don't think he should.
Well, I want to pick up on some of the things you just said, but staying just with the whole idea of immigration for a while. And by the way, the Democrats say they want money for fencing and barriers and things, but there's better technology. And they also in the past have wanted a path to citizenship for the so-called Dreamers, people who were brought here illegally as children. And this is in the past, not now. But there's been a shift in people coming across the border. There are not as many young men. These are largely women and children escaping violence in other countries. What about that kind of, you know, trying to maybe get to one of the entry portals to get asylum? What's your sense there of a path to citizenship?
Asylum is definitely an issue, and that needs to be addressed. You know, immigration within itself is a very complex issue. It's not a straight build the wall, stop people from coming. I know that that's how people think it's going to be. And I think that we need, as a general population, a win. And the win needs to come through safety and security. And part of that is illegal immigration. And part of that is asylum from horrific things that people are going through. I mean, the violence against women and children in every other country is disgusting.
Listen, I want to pick up on some of the other things you said, because it's interesting. You said you want to hear about healthcare, education. In recent polling, most Americans put improving healthcare at the top of their list, followed by jobs, there's gun violence, combating climate change. What else do you hope for from the president tonight?
I would love for him. You know, I was talking to someone yesterday about healthcare. She's a nurse, and I asked her what the most frustrating thing about her job is. And she said to me, Medicaid and Medicare, and the unawareness that patients have when their policy is concerned. She wished that we had patient education and financial education.
You're saying you want to hear him talk about investing in healthcare education?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that is the number one reason why people complain about their health care. Mm-hmm.
Well, and some of the things Kim Dowdle of Birmingham, Alabama, a Donald Trump voter in 2016, wants to hear from him tonight. But mostly, Kim, no wince moments.
Oh, gosh, please, no wince moments. This is probably going to be, honestly, the most pivot point in his administration is tonight, just because of all of the moments leading to this. Mm.
Well, speaking of which, in a week or so, if he does not get the funding that he wants for the wall, do you think President Trump should shut down the government again over that, or even use the military funding to build it with an executive order?
No. I do think that there needs to be, and you know, I'm in the South, so I'm going to use this. We call it a come to Jesus meeting here with not just the Republicans and the Democrats, but literally like everybody needs to come to Jesus. And that means get the chip off your shoulder. Let's be honest. Let's be for America. Let's be unified. Let's get something done. This is ridiculous.
You say you want everybody to unite, but this president has used some of the most divisive words ever heard from a president in, you know, blasting people he doesn't agree with, name-calling them. Do you think people will believe him tonight?
I think that this is another reason I think it needs to be done where you can see someone. You know, anyone can write a letter. Anyone can
tweet,
can say something, but write. Oh, my Lord. Yes. But it's very, very pertinent to see someone's face when they speak, because 90% of what we say is not through our words. And so I think it's going to really depend on the sincerity of the deliverance, to be honest.
Kim Dowdle, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
And Kim is a Trump voter, and we've spoken to her before and will again.